In the central medallion of this beautifully preserved silver bowl, a deity with four wings lifts its sword to slay a lion. The artist has adapted this image from Near Eastern art. The scenes in the surrounding bands belong to a similar repertory. Animals graze or stand in pairs, heroes fight with fierce-looking beasts, and stylized trees punctuate the decoration. Other elements come from Egyptian art. For example, two of the figures in the bowl's outermost band are the Egyptian deities Horus and Isis. The various subjects don't coalesce into a unified story. The artist has integrated them to convey wealth and power, as well as to produce an intricate decorative effect. The complexity of the motifs on the bowl enhances the glitter of its precious material. The raised forms were pressed out from behind in a technique called repoussé. Incised lines define the shapes, and gilding adds the luster of gold. The bowl probably belonged to a member of the highest ranks of Cypriot society. It is inscribed with words that translate, "I am," meaning the bowl, "of Akestor, king of Paphos." Part of the inscription has been removed, and a second inscription claims the bowl for another owner named Timocrates. The change in ownership may relate to a shift in government. Paphos in southern Cyprus was ruled by a native king when the bowl was made around 700 BC, but the second inscription may have been carved in the 5th century BC when Persian armies overran the city.